I'm sorry to hear it come to an end, but I have a hunch that perhaps he is, and I just know that when he finished that take, that he just looked up with a quiet grin, saying, "Ah, yes, Georges Morel, it's on Decca, it's new." Meet Nordyke has served as a full-time supervisor for the last 4 years with thoughtful and untiring effort. He is best qualified with honesty, integrity, and knowledge of the Santa Rosa area. Re-elect Meet Nordyke, supervisor, 3rd District. This announcement paid for by the Citizens Committee to elect Mead Nordyke. Big band sound. Oh, yes. Communicating again. Oliver Nelson. 10 and 10 prior to 4. He named this for his sister. He calls it Miss Fine. Good friends, stick around with the party. We'll declare cocktail time a little bit shortly from now. Still basting the body and siesta time. Relax. Store up the energy for the cocktail hour on a wonderful weekend with yours truly, DVC. See you in just a few after the news with more.
Vote for Don Graham for Congress. Don Graham has been endorsed by Senator Kennedy. The youth for McCarthy are working for Don Graham. The unpledged delegates commend Don Graham's leadership abilities. Don Graham is an outstanding young Democrat. He has a background in law and a master's degree in government. Don Graham is a college instructor for Santa Rosa Junior College, a member of the Democratic County Central Committee, president of the Young Democrats, and a Korean veteran. Don Graham has the qualifications that can win in November. Vote for Don Graham for Congressman of the 1st District, June 4th. This reminder brought to you by the Don Graham for Congress Committee.
This is KSRO Weekend News. Good afternoon, Dick Van Cleve reporting. In the news of the Empire, authorities investigating the murder of a patient at Mendocino State Hospital and the critical wounding of another, dead of gunshot wounds, is Myron Harmer of Ukiah. His assailant, Joseph Johns, also of Ukiah, was in his early 20s. He, a former patient in the narcotics ward at the hospital, had gone to the hospital yesterday to keep an appointment with his psychiatrist. The shooting took place shortly after lunch. Also shot and critically wounded was another patient, Roy Irwin. He's listed in critical condition with a bullet wound in the face. There was no apparent motive for the murder. The number of juveniles handled by the Sonoma County Probation Department has increased over 300% during the past 10 years. The probation program conducted during the past year in the county cost $763,281. Chief Probation Officer William Mulligan said that 245 children were sent to the probation department 10 years ago, and this has increased to last year's 796 children. Children are also coming to the probation department at a much younger age than previously. The crash of a two-engine plane at Ontario International Airport west of, east of the Los Angeles region killed three persons and injured two others this afternoon. The plane faltered as it took off and barely cleared the control tower. It then crashed into an occupied car. Witnesses said one or both of the engines may have quit when the plane attempted the takeoff. More news after this time out for the City of Hope.
The annual City of Hope Volunteer March is scheduled for June 6th in order to raise funds for patient care, research, and the medical education program. Give generously when your neighborhood volunteer calls. The City of Hope provides unsurpassed care for patients afflicted by cancer, leukemia, heart, blood, and chest disorders on a completely free, non-sectarian basis. A dramatic $10 million New Horizons expansion program is paving the way for a massive attack against catastrophic diseases. Piloting research at the City of Hope has added to medical knowledge everywhere. The impact of its program is universal, qualitative, and original, a boon to all mankind. City of Hope needs marchers. Will you volunteer? For more information, call City of Hope 982-7935.
Also in the news this afternoon, famed blind, deaf, mute Helen Keller died at her home in Easton, Connecticut this afternoon. She would have been 88 years old within a month. Miss Keller rose from her silent world of darkness to become one of the great women of the 20th century. The day in Helen Keller's life that meant most to her was on March 3, 1887, when she was a child and the late Anne Sullivan Macy came into her life. Under Anne's guidance, Miss Keller learned to talk understandably and read Braille. The plucky Irish girl's role was later dramatized in the play and movie, The Miracle Worker. Miss Keller had been in failing health for 2 years. At her side when she died, at her estate outside Easton, was her longtime companion, Mrs. Winifred Corbelly. Bitter house-to-house combat rages on in Saigon as Viet Cong commandos drive deeper into the South Vietnamese capital. Allied forces are methodically leveling entire blocks as they try to flush out the elusive enemy snipers. At least 204 VC have been reported killed in the fighting. Just northeast of Saigon, a second battle, this one near the Bien La Bridge. Some 800 Viet Cong are trying to cut the span and prevent Allied reinforcements from entering the capital. Surgeons at New York Hospital are performing the world's 20th heart transplant operation. The recipient has not been identified. The donor was identified as 28-year-old Mario Sedina, who shot himself in the head last night and died this morning. A national radio and television audience will get a look at the first major election year debate tonight when Senators McCarthy and Kennedy square off on the ABC radio and television network. The Democratic primary foes held their campaigning to a minimum today. Kennedy making a walking tour of San Francisco's Fisherman Wharf. McCarthy holding a rally in San Jose. Vice President Humphrey went in search of more support at Michigan State Democratic Convention. His supporters claim that he was nearing a first ballot nomination at the party's national convention. Richard Nixon, campaigning in the South, picked up pledges of support from Tennessee and Oklahoma Republicans. The two states control 50 delegate votes at the GOP convention. Allies of Mao Zedong apparently have won a seesaw struggle for control of China's southwestern province of Sichuan. Elements loyal to the aging Communist Party chairman have established a ruling revolutionary committee there, according to Peking Radio. The Reverend Ralph Abernathy delivered a sharp attack on the military draft and urban renewal programs today, but in a speech to the American Baptist Convention in Boston, Abernathy said in these words, "America is still the greatest nation the world has ever produced," adding that there is little hope for the rest of the world if, and again his words, "America cannot be saved." At least 35,000 Paris students marched through the university quarter of that city today behind their leader, Daniel Cohn-Bendit. The nationwide strike movement is falling apart, and Paris police ignored the student marchers. A court hearing was convened today in Louisville, Kentucky, to investigate reports of a plan to dynamite oil refineries in that city's West End district. The West End has been troubled by recent racial disorders. Illinois Senator Charles Percy says he would accept an invitation to be Richard Nixon's running mate, speaking with home state voters in Rock Island, Illinois. Percy said Nixon is, in his words, 99.44% sure of winning the nomination. President Johnson drove 15 miles from his ranch to the Blanco County Courthouse today to cast his vote in the Texas Democratic primary runoff for governor. A tense local contest pits a liberal against a conservative ally of Mr. Johnson's longtime political ally and former governor John Connolly. The 50th California Interstate Federation track meet is being held in Berkeley at this time. The North Bay League athletes were virtually eliminated from competition yesterday during the trial. Surprisingly, Craig Fisher of El Molino figured to have a chance in the high hurdles, but not in the low, ran the low barriers in 19.6 seconds for a place in today's finals, but failed to make it in the high hurdles. Fisher was the only North Bay League representative to place in the finals. KSRO weather continued fair through Monday with above normal temperatures again tomorrow. The current temperature reading right now is rather above normal at 88 degrees in Santa Rosa. And that's the news to 401 on KSRO Santa Rosa. For more details, be sure to read at tomorrow morning's Press Democrat. In Gironi Dodge country, just about any time is camper time. And at Gironi's in Sebastopol, you can find just the truck to suit your camper tastes. And of course, at Gironi's, you'll find the Sportsman Camper conversions. And the good guys in the white hats at Gironi's have the latest word on Dodge-powered motorhomes, the unexcelled, self-propelled vehicles that can sleep up to 8 people with all of the mobility of passenger cars. Answer the call of the road with Dodge. Dodge from Gironi's in Sebastopol. We'll be right back.
It continues on a Saturday afternoon. Yours truly, DVZ, here. A weekend of all kinds of wonderful things, including Wayne Johnson tomorrow afternoon. Hey, we're getting close to declaring cocktail hour in the Empire, so you want to stay tuned for that. While Doc Severinsen and the gang were tootling along there with a little thing called Little Brother, our temperature, well, it went up to 90, but it's back down to 88 degrees, a little variation. We have sort of an instantaneous type of thing where normal thermometers are more or less an averaging type of deal. 5 minutes past the hour, and in any way you look at it, good friend, yeah, you're going to be ready for cocktail hour when I give you the word.
Summer specials are hotter than the weather at Long's Drugs in Santa Rosa. Listen to these temperature risers now being offered through Sunday. Hawaiian Punch, 46-ounce size, only 29 cents. Northern Jumbo Paper Towels, usually 35 cents, now only 27 cents at Long's. Berry Scooter Pies, usually 49 cents a package, now only 33 cents. And listen to this, a 20-piece Catalina Melmac starter set, now only $5.88 at Long's Drugs, where the specials are hotter than the weather. Long's Drugs, Mendocino and Steel Lane in Santa Rosa.
Stop in today at your nearest Long's Drug Store.
Hey, Merle, you really had me scared there with that 20-piece Catalina thing. I thought for a moment you were going to say bathing suit, and I'm not ready for that.
Dr. Max Rafferty is the Republican with Republican answers.
We will end this war, just as we have ended wars before. As recently as 1952. And there will be no defeat, and there will be no surrender, just as there have been no defeats and no surrenders in the other wars which we've helped to end.
Return Republican ideals to the Republican Party. Nominate Dr. Max Rafferty for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Rafferty for Senate Committee.
Up next is one that is scratchy and, well, by golly, there's not a thing we can do about it except, I suppose, not play it. And I'm not going to do that. I'm going to play it. This goes back to 1958. This established a name and a reputation. Very frankly, I can't say it's the best thing ever done by this particular artist. But it's, I think, still my favorite. So it's 7 minutes past the hour, if you will, with me on this wonderful weekend and our little party on a Saturday afternoon. Let's go back 10 years, just about 10 years, to the moment, as a matter of fact, give or take maybe a month. And, well, maybe, no, I can't, because it's not dated. At any rate, 10 years ago, give or take about 30, and this was brand new in 1958. The Gershwins wrote it. Nina Simone, I Loved You, Porgy.
I love you. Porgy, don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay with you forever, and I'll be glad. Yes, I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me with his hot hands. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my man. let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. I've got my man. Someday I know he's coming to call me. He's going to handle me and hold me so. It's going to be like dying, Poggy, when he calls me. But when he comes, I know I'll have to go. Honey, don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay with you forever. I've got my man.
Nina Simone, 1958. And while we're sort of thinking back and waxing memories, I guess, we could do with a little uptake before we declare cocktail hour. Why not, huh? Earl Father Hines and Rosetta.
Thank you.
there you go. That goes back about 3 or 4 years for that particular session. Ralph Carmichael backing up Earl Father Hines, Rosetta. Good friend, it's exactly 4:15, and I hereby officially designate the following period to be cocktail hour on a wonderful weekend. Yes, the party continues, and, well, we can get up from our little siesta and so on and enjoy, huh? Just enjoy with moderation, of course. Cocktail hour officially proclaimed by yours truly now at 4:15 on a wonderful weekend. And the temperature? Oh, you better make that one a mint julep. It's 89 outside. But don't forget, too, you charming thing in that little bikini, that we've got our eye on you.
Time for Diet Pepsi and our Girl Watchers theme. The girl watching season is the longest. It lasts all year. That's why the girls girl watchers watch always drink Diet Pepsi-Cola with only 1 calorie a bottle. Diet Pepsi has real taste. Honest to Pepsi taste. Taste that beats the others cold. Diet Pepsi. Try it. Someone will be watching. An ancient proverb says, for long life and lasting health and happiness, 5 things are essential every day. Get up on the right side of bed every morning. Kiss your mate after breakfast. Brush your teeth after every kiss. Oh, wait a minute. Brush your teeth after every meal. Sniff a rose. And probably most important of all, listen to Jack Balance, 12:40 to 3 o'clock each afternoon on KSRO in Santa Rosa. Now, if you don't have a rose in your garden, I'm sure a Shortia gallifolia or a Penthemonium fruticosus or even a spotted jewelweed would do. I can't read these.
His manner is very quiet for a politician, but don't be misled. This quiet man toppled a president. The others all said, you can't deny a president the nomination of his party. So although our country was going down the drain, not a single man would step forward and risk his political career. Only this quiet senator from Minnesota dared. Only this one man would come out and say simply, this war is not supported by the decent opinion of mankind. He then entered the primary in a state considered hopelessly hawkish and pro-Johnson. The state was New Hampshire, and there Eugene McCarthy changed the history of this nation. It took unusual strength to do what McCarthy did. And don't we desperately need that strength in the White House now?
Proceeding paid for by the McCarthy for President Committee. I think to get our cocktail hour officially underway, why not call on the beautiful Brazilians.
Chop, chop, boom, game.
Marcus Valle.
You won't act right, cause I got a way, got a way.
And his wife, Anna Maria.
Boom, boom, game, you won't act right, cause I got a way. A fool, baby, don't play it cool. Don't you know there are so many fish in the sea? Bass, pretty trout, some with cleft and without. What a new likes to feel is no different from me. Saturday I found you so loving, so warm. Sunday you were cold as can be. Thought I had you yesterday, darn it, to swim away. Play your game like you feel. Then one day, then you will. Just wait and see, see how smart you'll be when you look at your hook and the fish isn't me. chop, chop on Doomsday, on Doomsday. You're gonna cry, cause I got away, on this one. Chop, chop on Doomsday, on Doomsday. You're gonna cry, cause I got away. Just wait and see how smart you'll be when you look at your hook and the fish isn't me. Chop, chop, on Doomsday, you're gonna cry, cause I got away, on Doomsday. Chop, chop, on Doomsday, you're gonna cry, cause I got away.
Well, good friend, a little music for the night, people. Get you all set up from Norm Howard around 6 this evening. As the party continues, we're going to pause now and bring you up to date on what's happening around the Empire, and then we'll be back with more, so don't you dare stray away. Don't forget, in case you were out of the room and have been waiting for the official word 10 minutes ago, 4:15, we've officially declared cocktail hour on a wonderful weekend. And a reminder of all the fine fresh Clover Dairy products being hours fresher. Clover.
It's your Clover Radio bulletin board on KSRO. News from her club in Buick.
What's going on?
It's Clover Radio bulletin board.
You can pick up tickets even at this late hour for the benefit dinner and variety show for Big Brothers of Sonoma County to be held this evening at the Flamingo Hotel at 8 p.m. The price is $7.50 per person. The organization is in desperate need of funds to continue the assistance of little brothers in the county who need a man's companion. You can pick up tickets still at Hicks Realty, Arthur Murray Dance Studio here at the Flamingo Hotel, and the fine folks at Summit Savings were also distributing them during the week. Tickets on sale for the final performance of the Santa Rosa Ballet. Ballet, indeed. Ballet. All right. We have a hang-up there. Tell you what, we'll come back to that one. Riverview Chapter, Grenville number 336, Order of the Eastern Star, will have a Sunday brunch at 9:30 tomorrow morning at the home of Mrs. Eva Fuel on River Road in Girdwood Park. For reservations, 869-2230. The Silverado Riders 11th Annual Black Bar Trail Ride will be held. Well, by golly, it's already going. They're already on the trail. Valley of the Moon. So who set this thing up for me anyway? I think it was Viet Cong. Valley of the Moon Methodist Church in Boys Hot Springs is sponsoring a flea market until 6 at the church, which is located on Gregor Avenue. The thing going on right now at Valley of the Moon Methodist Church. Santa Rosa Moose Lodge holding a Legion barbecue with entertainment and variety show tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Moose Lodge, 2350 Santa Rosa Avenue. Tickets $1.50 adults, 75 cents for children. Back on the bulletin board. We'll come back to that one we just blew after this time out for Clover.
When you can't say a milk is creamy and you're doing a commercial about milk, you're in trouble, right? No, that's not right. When the milk with no cream is Clover Brand Slim, the non-fat milk, there's a lot you can say for it. And a lot of good reasons for drinking it. Like you're watching your weight, you need the protein and other valuable milk nutrients, but the cream you don't need. So the delicious and satisfying answer is Clover Brand Slim. Helps keep your vitality up while you're keeping your weight down. You'll enjoy drinking Clover Brand Slim. It actually tastes good. And why shouldn't it? Slim starts out as Clover Brand whole milk, then just the cream is removed. So it has only about half the calories of regular milk. If you're counting calories, put Clover Brand Slim on your shopping list. Look for Clover Brand Dairy Foods in the dairy case at your food store. Clover is not hard to find when you're in Clover Country.
And back on the bulletin board, looking ahead, the Bennett Valley Grange having their 95th annual picnic. From noon until 4 p.m. tomorrow, barbecued chicken will be served. Donation $1.75 for adults and $1 for children. Home Econ Club will be selling cakes and pies. The public cordially invited. The Santa Rosa Rough Riders Club having a Gymkhana horse show tomorrow at 3416 Pina Road, and entries will be available at the show. Mendocino Coast JCs and radio station KDAC are sponsoring a bicycle race from Fort Bragg to Westport, California, and back tomorrow. 9 races are planned pertaining to age, sex, and type of a bicycle of the contestant. Registration at 10 a.m. For more information and advance registration, well, let's see, you can register in Fort Bragg at the site at the beginning tomorrow, all right? And let's go back and pick up that one that we had a little mental block on. Tickets on sale for the final performance of the Santa Rosa Ballet season at 8 p.m. in Burbank Auditorium, Santa Rosa JC. The ballet Rosiana will be repeated, and a new ballet, The Encounter, will be performed. Tickets still available as the stores are not closed. The Town and Country Gift Shop, Books Incorporated, Village Bookstore, Junior Bootery, and I'm sure at the door. The Rona Park Garden Club takes pleasure in announcing their first spring garden show, Ronert Rhapsody in Flowers, to be held this weekend at the Rec Building in Rona Park on Santa Barbara Drive. Hours through 9 p.m. this evening, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow. The 11th annual West Coast Antique Fly-In is being held at the Merced Municipal Airport this weekend. Over the years, this has become the largest fly-in in the West, a full program of activities for both contestants and spectators scheduled for the weekend. And that's our bulletin board for today.
It's your Clover Radio bulletin board on KSRO. News from her club and yours.
What's going on? It's
Clover Radio bulletin board.
The Clover Radio bulletin board, broadcast 3 times daily.
Time at 4:30 at KSRO in Santa Rosa, and we'll be back with George Shearing. But let's check the news. This is KSRO Weekend News and Brief. Good afternoon. Dick Van Cleve reporting. A two-engine plane crashed on takeoff today at Ontario International Airport near Los Angeles, killing 3, injuring 2. The plane crashing into an occupied car. A leader in Senator McCarthy's state campaign is predicting a victory for the Minnesota senator in Tuesday's primary. California has been leading the nation over the long weekend in traffic deaths, with 34 known. 3 persons have drowned and 9 other persons have died in other accidents. 2 heavily armed escapees from a Atascadero hospital for the criminally insane were captured in Ohio without struggle today, identified as Gerald Gallant of Los Angeles and George Quinlan of Hawthorne. More after this time out.
Pizza Lover's Paradise with ragtime piano, banjo, fun, and laughs. 21 varieties of pizza that's perfection. Enjoy the good life at Shakey's Pizza Parlor and Yee Public House, Cleveland at Russell Avenue.
And from the world of KSRO sports, yet to play in the consolation for third place, the Montgomery Vikings will be playing the winner of the Terra Linda Richmond game at 6 p.m. at Albert Park in the Tournament of Champions baseball tourney. KSRO weather continued fair through Monday, with above normal temperatures again tomorrow. At 4:32, our temperature now stands at 86 degrees. That's enough news. Let's get back to the party, huh? Boy, are they stacking up at the bar now that we call cocktail hour. George Shearing here, telling a few little white lies.
This is County Supervisor Bob Rath speaking. Having devoted full time to the office of County Supervisor, I shall continue this pledge to you. I am not sponsored by a special interest group, nor am I forsaking a pledged profession. My only promise is to continue to serve the interests of the 5th District and all the people of our wonderful county.
Keep a good full-time supervisor. Re-elect Supervisor Bob Rath, June 4th.
All right, well, I was wondering why you took your time. Oh, those little white lies, a lot of them around during the cocktail hour on a Saturday afternoon. Yours truly, DVC, here, all part of a splendiferous, munificent weekend, yes. Well, that's one of the all-time great ones by George. It is a good sound. Here's something that's relatively recent, and it, too, is a very, very pretty thing by a group known as the Collage. I like that word anyway. I like the group, and I really like one called Drifting.
Kissed all the leaves to sleep forever. Time sketches up new lines and etches its wishes into our lives. See, Ma, everything's changing, and see, Ma, time is rearranging the people and the places, keeping nothing sacred and like. In the autumn wind, in drifting. We've been too many places, we've seen too much, touched too many faces to think that there's just one way to love, or that there's just a day to love. Somewhere, some special moment in time and space, we'll walk along face to face. Our eyes are borrowed, we love today and die tomorrow.
Tally Bean. I live in Sonoma, and I am a registered Republican. When I pick up my Republican ballot on Election Day, I am going to write in the name of Randolph Collier for state senator. Paid for by Republicans for Collier.
Getting going again with the Dr. Pepper difference. See what that difference does for you.
Charge!
Getting gone again with the Dr. Pepper difference.
Charge!
All right. right. Well, we've been auditioning some new LPs here. And at the same time, we've been going around. And by golly, we're not set up. Well, that happens about once or twice during an afternoon. And, well, I have one here that I do want to play, though. This came out by Roger Kellaway, 1965, just prior to the holiday season. The tune is called No More. It's a very unusual one. I think you'll enjoy it. It came from Golden Boy, and it's one of the, shall you say, quiet ones, because nobody picked up on it except for Roger Kellaway. And he calls it, as I say, No More. And I guess if we flip levers and switches, we'll get it. That's Roger Kellaway. He calls it No More. Actually, he didn't. The composer did. Kind of like it. Hope you do, too. That's from Golden Boy, a thing that Sammy Davis did on Broadway for a couple of seasons.
When you want news, complete and up-to-the-minute, stay tuned to KSRO in Santa Rosa, where news comes first.
Very good, Wayne. Thank you very much for stopping by. Wayne will be around tomorrow afternoon with his edition of A Wonderful Weekend.
The man for all reasons. Elect J.N. Nick DeMeo, judge of the Superior Court. The man for all reasons. You, the citizens of Sonoma County, can now elect the judge of your choice. The present incumbent was appointed to fill a position temporarily after he had served as the governor's campaign manager for this area. The courts belong to the people. People pay the salary of the judge, and the judge must decide each citizen's case impartially, without regard to race, color, creed, or the identity of the lawyer on either side of the case. Elect DeMeo Judge.
The man for all reasons.
Elect DeMeo Judge.
The man for all reasons.
Paid for by the DeMeo for Judge Committee.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me feel pin to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and ink stains that have dried up on some line. That keeps you in the back road by the rivers of my memory, that keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find you're moving on the back road by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on the mind. So the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone. I still run in silence, tears of joy stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind, but not to where I cannot see you walking on the back road by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind.
That's Eddie Arno, of course, from the country fair on whatever evening it is, and a little bit of gentle on my mind. Well, I hope you have gentle on yours, or something at any rate. We'll see, cocktail hour is now 34 minutes old. We proclaim that at 4:15 for you. Help you out on this wonderful weekend. Yours truly, DVC, here. And it's, what, 10:30 prior to the hour. In just a moment, Ahmed Jamal stops by again.
His manner is very quiet for a politician, but don't be misled. This quiet man toppled a president. Only this one man would come out and say simply, "This war is not supported by the decent opinion of mankind." It took unusual strength to do what Eugene McCarthy did. And don't we desperately need that strength in the White House now?
Paid for by the McCarthy for President Committee. Very pretty thing, Star Eyes, Ahmed Jamal.
Thank you.
The distinctive tinkling of the 88 here by Ahmed Jamal, Star Eyes. Doop-dee-doop-dee-doop. Good friend, we're going to pause, bring you up to date with the good, the bad, and the indifferent. Then we'll be back at 5 with more of a wonderful weekend. Yours truly, DVC, holding forth with the party on this Saturday afternoon. Cocktail hour is in full swing, as proclaimed by yours truly, so enjoy, huh? We'll see you with, I'm not even going to tell you. But we'll see you at 5 with more. Don't stray away. Now, Ahmed, take it right up to the top. This is KSRO Weekend News. Good afternoon. Cal Jader, along with Lalo Schifrin, and Sock It to Us, gang. Thank you. Drake, Al Jader, along with Lalo Schifrin. Good sound. Oh, you better believe it. Well, as it turned out, I couldn't find the album I wanted. Is that always the way? That is always the way. Well, what do you do? Well, I don't know. I guess you just say, hey, gang, it's still cocktail hour. So we'll just sort of sit here and enjoy ourselves. Ba-dum. Past five.
Dr. Max Rafferty, the Republican with Republican answers.
My opponent campaigns now among you on three bases, and only three. His incumbency, his seniority, and his position as minority party whip. This is all. That whip position and that seniority and that incumbency have been used to deliver in all the key issues, and we have plenty of documentation on this, used to deliver about seven or eight key Republican votes to Lyndon Baines Johnson on the big issues, such as the consular treaty.
Return Republican ideals to the Republican Party. Nominate Dr. Max Rafferty for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Rafferty for Senate Committee.
Onward we go with the party on this Saturday afternoon. A wonderful weekend. And Herb Alpert singing a bit, playing the trumpet less.
You see this guy? This guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can tell we know each other very well. How can I show you, I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love. And what I do to make you mine? Tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the last to know. My hand, a shake, a man. My heart, break apart. I need your love. I want your love. Say you're in love. In love with this guy. If not, I'll just die.
Tell me now, is it
If not, I'll just die.
Dee-dum, bum, 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 bum. I missed that on Picture Radio. And it's a pretty good bit. Well, checking around while that was going, and see how our temperatures stack up. 91 degrees in Santa Rosa this afternoon, the warmest in the metropolitan Bay Area again. And other temperatures, 90 down in Concord, 86 in San Jose, 84 in San Rafael, 80 in Oakland, 71 in downtown San Francisco, 74 at the airport, and again, 91, the warmest in the Bay Area. Right here, and I hope that you took a siesta when we had one scheduled this afternoon. Here's a little thing by Don Goldie and his group. Hank Mancini wrote it for the motion picture Hitari. He called it then, and Goldie calls it now, Nightside.
Wherever Eugene McCarthy campaigned, he changed people's minds. Because for the first time in many years, Americans were actually hearing a politician who had the courage to level with them. Now, because of McCarthy's courage, there are peace talks and a prematurely retired president. McCarthy has no tricks up his sleeve. You don't have to guess at what he's really thinking, because he has the courage to tell you.
Preceding paid for by the McCarthy for President Committee. Don Goldie a moment ago, and that was called A Night Side, and we have one upcoming in just a matter of, about 2-3 minutes. One called Children of the Night with Billy May. And speaking of Children of the Night and things Night Side and everything else, here's our favorite night person.
This is Norm Howard with a question for you. Is your radio off? Then turn it on so you won't miss what's next on KSRO Santa Rosa.
Doctors use them to deliver babies.
Thanks for driving me home, Doctor.
You're welcome, baby.
And postmen use minibikes to deliver mail. Nice dog. Nice doggy. Get away there. Now, you can win a Bonanza minibike and be popular.
Yoo-hoo, Tom. Oh, look on that minibike. That's Tom. Isn't he cute?
Your local Pepsi-Cola bottler is giving away beautiful Bonanza minibikes.
Yoo-hoo, Tom.
Enter Pepsi-Cola's minibike sweepstakes today. You may be a local winner and be popular.
Tom!
Get your entry blank wherever you see Pepsi-Cola.
That's not Tom.
I wonder if a Bonanza minibike would have helped Tom. But anyway, you can win a Bonanza minibike. The Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Santa Rosa is giving away six right here in the Redwood Empire.
You, yours truly, DVC, Dick Van Cleve, here with you on a Saturday afternoon. Our party resumed with Billy May playing one called Children of the Night. And that featured Don Fagerquist, by the way, on the high trumpet. Great sound, huh? 84 degrees? Yeah, by golly, 84 degrees outside. And gee whiz, it's still cocktail hour. We're going to have to turn cocktail hour over to Norm Howard, I guess, and he can declare when cocktail hour is over, and then it becomes bread, butter, and buffet time, or whatever you want to call it.
The man for all reasons. Elect J.N. Nick DeMeo, judge of the Superior Court. Keep politics out of the courthouse. The community of citizens in which a judge sits has the greatest stake in the election of its judge. The courts belong to the people, not the lawyers. The citizens must have a judge who will serve impartially in their behalf, free from any influence that might interfere with the administration of justice.
Elect DeMeo Judge.
The man for all reasons.
Elect DeMeo Judge.
The man for all reasons.
Paid for by the DeMeo for Judge Committee.
I guess Ahmed Jamal has big honors this afternoon, three appearances, and this is his latest. Composed by Billy Taylor. Well, listen. I wish I knew how it was to be free. Ahmad Jamal and the Billy Taylor composition there. It's getting, I think, to the point where you're going to be hearing a lot of that. It's a good, good sound. Ahmad Jamal, of course, he's one of the fine, fine musicians. And, well, need I say more? No, I need not, as a matter of fact, and I shall not. There, I just turned myself off. See? Well, let's see. Well, all right, I'll do that then. From our ship's chronometer, 1741 on the nose. Meet Nordyke has served as a full-time supervisor the last 4 years with thoughtful and untiring effort. He is best qualified with honesty, integrity, and knowledge of the Santa Rosa area. Re-elect Meet Nordyke, supervisor, 3rd District. This announcement paid for by the Citizens Committee to re-elect Meade Nordyke. Up next is a fellow by the name of Chocolate. Well, if you were looking at it and weren't paying any attention, you would just call him Chocolate. But actually, there is a fellow by the name of Chocolate. It's a nickname, Antonio Chocolate Diaz Mina. And on Audio Fidelity, oh, let's see, this would be 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago, they came out with a thing called SOS Latin Jazz, man. This is Latin jazz, indeed. This is one called Tintindale, composed by Dizzy Gillespie, arranged and conducted by Lalo Schifrin, Chocolate, and the Grind. Thank you.
Chocolate and Tintin Dale by Dizzy Gillespie. Lalo Schifrin helping out. 14 minutes before the hour, and up next is one of my favorite all-time type girl singers. Be around with you, too, on a wonderful weekend. Continuing the party tomorrow morning, yours truly, DVC, right in the midst of it with one of my favorites.
The song is ended.
Too much sounds here.
Melody lingers on.
Of Jerry Southern.
You and the song are gone, but the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, summer will pass away. Take your happiness while you may. There neath the light of the moon, we sang a love song that ended too soon. The moon descended, and I thought with the break of dawn, you and the song had gone, but the melody lingers on.
Oh, yes, indeed. That's Jerry Southern, rather tastefully there. How are you, Norm? Do you like Jerry Southern? All right. By the way, we've had cocktail hour going since 4:15, so I guess it's up to you to shut him off and get him off to dinner a little later on this evening.
Thank you.
Well, we've been serving hors d'oeuvres as we go along, you know.
Radio listeners are as bad that way as radio announcers?
I don't know. Always looking for a free lunch. Oh, goodness. I see that... Better get this thing rolling if we're going to get out in time, which I know excites Norm immensely. It stays as long as I like, all right? Well, we just might have to. This is Stan Getz, Lorinda Alameda, and the great Brazilian standard now, once again, Outra Vez. Thank you.